For our next reading, this is from chapter 87, Prayers by the Personified Vedas. This short section is called Ashta Guna. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The first of Krishna's eight transcendental qualities is that he is always untouched by the contamination of material existence. This is also mentioned in the Ishopanishad, Apapa Vidham. Just as the sun is never polluted by any contamination, the Supreme Lord is never polluted by any sinful activities. Although Krishna's actions may sometimes seem impious, he is never polluted by such actions. The second transcendental quality is that Krishna never dies. In the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, he informs Arjuna, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna, tanyahang veda sarvani natvang veda parantapa. Both he and Arjuna had many appearances in the material world, but he alone remembers all such activities, past, present, and future. This means that he never dies. Forgetfulness is due to death. As we die, we change our bodies and forget. Krishna, however, is never forgetful. He can remember everything that has happened in the past. Otherwise, how could he remember that he first taught the yoga system of the Bhagavad Gita to the sun god Vivaswan? Therefore, he never dies. Nor does he ever become an old man. Although Krishna was a great-grandfather when he appeared on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he did not appear as an old man. Krishna cannot be polluted by any sinful activities. Krishna never dies. Krishna never becomes old. Krishna is never subject to lamentation. Krishna is never hungry, and he is never thirsty. Whatever he desires is perfectly lawful, and whatever he decides cannot be changed by anyone. These are the eight transcendental qualities of Krishna." So the next reading is Ashta Siddhi. This is also from the prayers of the personified Vedas. The personified Vedas said, "Besides that, Krishna is known as Yogeshwara. He has all the opulences or facilities of mystic powers, such as Anima Siddhi, the power to become smaller than the smallest. It is stated in the Brahma Sanhita that Krishna has entered even within the atom, Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. Similarly, Krishna, as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, is within the gigantic universe, and he is lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu, in a body so gigantic that when he exhales, millions and trillions of universes emanate from his body. This is called Mahima Siddhi. Krishna also has the perfection of Lagima. He can become the lightest. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Gam Avishya Chabhutani Darayam Yaham Ojasa. That is because Krishna enters within this universe and within the atoms, that all the planets are floating in the air. That is the explanation of weightlessness. Krishna also has the perfection of prapti. He can get whatever he likes. Similarly, he has the facility of Ishita, controlling power. He is called the supreme controller, Parameshwara. In addition, Krishna can bring anyone under his control. This is called Vashita. In this way, Krishna is endowed with all opulences, transcendental qualities, and mystic powers. No ordinary living being can compare to him. Therefore, the Mayavadi's theory that the supersoul and the individual soul are equal is only a misconception. The conclusion is, therefore, that Krishna is worshipable and that all other living entities are simply his servants. This understanding is called self-realization. And any other realization of oneself beyond this relationship of eternal servitorship to Krishna is impelled by Maya. It is said that the last snare of Maya is to dictate to the living entity to try to become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosopher claims to be equal to God, but he or she cannot reply to the question of why one has fallen into material entanglement. If he or she is the Supreme God, then how is it that he or she has been overtaken by pious activities and thereby be subjected to the tribulations of the law of karma? When the Mayavadis are asked about this, they cannot properly answer. The speculation that one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is another symptom of sinful life. One cannot take to Krishna consciousness unless he or she is completely freed from all sinful activities. The very fact that the Mayavadi claims to be one with the Supreme Lord means that one is not yet freed from the reactions of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam says that such persons are avishuddha buddhaya, which means that because they falsely think themselves liberated and at the same time think themselves equal to the Absolute Truth, their intelligence is not purified. The personified Vedas said that if the yogis and jnanis do not free themselves from sinful desires, then their particular process of self-realization will never be successful. And we have one more from the prayers of the personified Vedas. This one is entitled, "Even God Himself does not know the limit of His energies and qualities." The personified Vedas said, "Dear Lord, although Lord Brahma, the predominating deity of the highest planet, Brahmaloka, and King Indra, the predominating demigod of the heavenly planet, as well as the predominating deities of such planets as the sun and the moon, are all very confidential directors of this material world. They have very little knowledge about you. Then what can ordinary human beings and mental speculators know of you? It is not possible for anyone to enumerate the unlimited transcendental qualities of your lordship. No one, not even the mental speculators and the demigods in higher planetary systems, is actually able to estimate the length and breadth of your form and characteristics. We think that even your lordship does not have complete knowledge of your transcendental qualities. The reason is that you are unlimited. Although it is not befitting to say that you do not know yourself, it is practical to understand that because you have unlimited qualities and energies, and because your knowledge is unlimited, there is unlimited competition between your knowledge and your expansion of energies." Prabhupada now comments, "The idea is that because God and His knowledge are both unlimited, as soon as God is cognizant of some of His energy, He perceives that He still has more energies. In this way, both His energies and His knowledge increase. Because both of them are unlimited, there is no end to the energies and no end to the knowledge with which to understand the energies. God is undoubtedly omniscient, but the personified Vedas say that even God Himself does not know the full extent of His energies. This does not mean that God is not omniscient. When an actual fact is unknown to a certain person, that is called ignorance or lack of knowledge. This is not applicable to God, however, because He knows Himself perfectly, but still, as His energies and activities increase, He also increases His knowledge to understand them. Both are increasing unlimitedly, and there is no end to it. In that sense, it can be said that even God himself does not know the limit of his energies and qualities. So we have two more readings to do from two different parts of this Krishna book, so we'll do another bhajan. Krishna Janaka Naam Hai Gokula Janaka Naam Hai Aisa Shri Bhagavan Ko Mere Varam Vara Pranam Hai Yasoda Janaki Maya Hai Nanda ji bapaya hai aisa shri gopal ko mere baram bar pranam hai radha janaki jaya hai adbhut janaki maya hai aisa Shri Ghana Siyama Ko Mere Bada Bada Pranam Hai Luta Luta Dadi Makana Kayo Vala Bala Sangha Dhenu Charayo Aise Leela Dama Ko Mere Bada Bada Pranam Hai Drupada Suta ko laja bachaya Graha se gaja ko fanda chudaya Aise kripa dhama ko mere Barambara pranam hai Kuru Pandava ko yudha machaya Arjuna ko upadesha sunayo Aise dina nata ko mere Barambara pranam hai Bhaja Govinda Gopala Hare Radha Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala, Radhe Gopala, Radhe Gopala. So now we will go to